Roaring Church family, during this time, there has been one practice from the Bible that has made its way back into the lives of many Christians. There are pastors who are taking this opportunity of what they would call maybe exile, where we're having to be quarantined or practice these social distancing measures, and they're teaching on the doctrine of Sabbath. And so they're getting their church members to learn how to set aside time to rest, not just physically, not just emotionally, but rest spiritually in the knowledge of who God is and what He has done and how He is the one who works on our behalf so that we can have rest. A practice that Carissa and I have had since we have been married is to read Psalm 92 for the Sabbath. See, Psalm 92 is a Sabbath psalm. It starts out as a song for the Sabbath day. It's the only psalm that we have that is particularly about the Sabbath. And the psalmist starts out by saying, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night, with the 10-stringed lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands." The psalmist draws us back to what God has done, how He has clothed His planet with majesty, with grass, with flowers, with birds that sing. He's created this magnificent, artists have tried to paint sunsets for centuries, and yet there's nothing better than sitting on a cliff or a ledge of some sort and watching the sunset or the sunrise, the way that it paints the sky. God has done so many wonderful things through what He has created, but the greatest creation He has ever done is how He has recreated us to have a newness of life. And Sabbath is an opportunity for us to give thanks to Him and just rest, knowing that it's not on us to strive to be a better person. It's really just a quiet strength, knowing that God is the one who is working in us and through us for the good. That allows us to Sabbath, and so we can give thanks to Him for what He has done.